Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition here of Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland here on a Wednesday night. A bit cooler tonight than it has been in recent weeks, but still really nice weather. The programme, as always, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, and you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Wellington, or Christchurch night, Plains FM, Christchurch, Capri Coast on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening on Wellington Access Radio. And we've listeners, quite a few new listeners this week, I think, on planetaudio.org.nz, listening around the world. Thanks to Joe here and the team at Planet FM. They put up a post on Facebook and it's spread all around the world, and there's more people going to be tuning in to listen to Ireland Calling from now on. So wherever you're listening, I hope you can sit back and relax and enjoy the programme. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, and it's been confirmed this morning that the President of the United States of America, whether you like him or not, he's coming to Ireland for a quick visit, and he'll be staying overnight and meeting the Taoiseach and Shannon. That's all we know at this stage. Whether he will come back after D-Day celebrations, that's not confirmed yet. But anyway, I'm sure he'll enjoy himself when he comes to Ireland and visit his golf resort down there in Doonbeg in County Clare. We'll start off tonight with a good, song here, with many people joining in this. It was recorded at the Albert Hall to celebrate the 2016 celebrations, or the 1916 celebrations in 2016. It's Glenn Hansard and Friends in the Old Triangle.
Anniversary this year, actually quite close to now. This is a song about an Irishman in prison for reasons I won't go into on this lovely night. But this is essentially a song about a man missing his girl. That's really what it's about. And he's locked up in a room and he misses her. And so this is a Brendan Behan song. It's called The Old Triangle. And if you know this song, please help us out.
Begin the morning that screams about falling. Get up, you drowsy, and clean out yourself.
were dreaming, and the seagulls, they were squealing all above the prison wall. Was peeping, and the lag was sleeping as I lay there weeping for my God.
Jesus, ain't raised me wages from 30 shillings to in the female prison, there are 75 women, and it is with them that I wish I could dwell. Spring evening, we all lay dreaming of a future gleaming in the Royal Albert Hall.
Happy
by now, right? Most of you knew it already. And the old triangle went all along the banks of the Royal Canal. It's you now. Imagine, it's the last day on earth. It's a Paddy's Day. Everyone's had a drink. Just the one. You might have to stand up for this. We're going to give it over to you. It's the last one. Are you ready? Here it comes.
Yes, what a great way to start the programme off tonight. That was Glenn Hansard and friends there singing the Owl Triangle from the Royal Albert Hall, and that was might have been on St. Patrick's Night 2016, or certainly it was marking celebrations, marking the 100th anniversary, the centenary of the 1916 celebrations, and featured with Glenn Hansard there was John Sheehan, one of the original members of the Dubliners, and there was a nice tribute paid to John the other night on the Late Late Show, and you can watch it for free on Irish TV just by logging on to the RTE player, and there was about a 25 minute segment of his friends that came and played some tunes along with him on the Late Late Show. Glenn Hansard, he was in the news as well. He actually was a great rendition of Raglan Road up on YouTube. I haven't seen it myself, but he recorded that recently as he went in to pay tribute to a former great Dublin player who won three All-Ireland medals, Anton O'Toole, who died last week. He was only 68 after a year and a half battle with cancer, and he was laid to rest on Monday, and hundreds of people, young and old, new and old players, came out to pay their respect. Anyway, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling and looking at the front of the Irish Independent today. There's one story dominating the paper. It says, TD swing case undermines Fine Gael compensation reforms. The government are trying to bring in legislation that will curb this unbelievable amount of compensation that's been sought by people when they have accidents, and some people, you know, pretend to have accidents, and insurance companies have to pay out vast sums of money, and these goes to court cases. So we've got a case here now where a sitting TD, Maria Bailey, she's suing a hotel in Dublin where she was sitting on a swing a couple of years ago and to take a picture, and she fell off the swing, and she's suing the hotel for negligence. And former Minister for Justice Michael McDougall, he's basically coming out, and he's saying that the minister is undermining what the government is planning to do. So there's, and the other thing is that Bailey is being represented by the family of another fellow TD, Fine Gael TD, Josephia Madigan. Her family, who are former solicitors, are representing her. So swing case, TD Bailey is represented by Madigan family firm, and I see here where McDowell questions proposition there should be supervisors for swings when adults use them. Lots of pages of electioneering in the papers this week as the country gears up for the local and European elections on Friday, and there's been lots of debates on TV and radio over the last few days, and of course the European Union elections take extras this year, because if Britain, as it's expected, leave the European Union later this year, Ireland will be entitled to two extra seats. So anybody that comes runner-up in either of the three constituencies will have a chance to get a lucrative five-year contract with good pensions and benefits and expenses at the European Parliament. But more on that, and indeed all the other items of news on the programme over the next hour here, or 45 minutes now. We've got 15 minutes gone. But up next, we've got Dolores Keane.
You'll never be the sun turning in the sky, and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars in heaven, although they burn so bright. But even on the deepest ocean, you will be the the light. You may not always shine as you go barefoot over stone. You might be so long together, or you might walk. That love is always right. So even when the dark clouds gather, you'll be the light. And if you lose a part inside, when love turns, leaving the past behind, it's knowing you'll do like you always do, holding you blind, keeping you true. You'll never be the sun turning in the sky, and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars in heaven, although they burn so bright. Even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You will be the light. You will be the light.
Wonderful, the sound there of Dolores Keane and a beautiful song called Never Be the Sun. One of my favourite Dolores Keane songs. If you're listening in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Beautiful picture in lots of the papers today of a beaming Prince Charles. He and his wife Camilla, they're on a visit to Ireland for a few days, and he was down in Wicklow yesterday, and it says here, the picture says Prince Charles mood as he visits a monastic settlement at the Wicklow Mountains National Park in Glendalough yesterday. And I must say, reading the stories about him in the last few days, he's warmed up to, lots of Irish people have warmed up to him and his wife over the last few days, and Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina were with him down at that beautiful, oh, I'm trying to think of the name of the place here, it's just in South Dublin, the name Powers Court House Hotel down there on Monday, when there was a reception held for him. So he certainly, what do you call it, enjoying himself, and I suppose he'll be hoping that he'll get the big job before too long and move into the Buckingham Palace and take over from his mother. But she's going well at the moment, so you just never know. He might have to wait quite a few years yet. Sadly, a story that's dominating the news in Ireland over the last few days, we had 15 weeks of the Pat Quirk trial, and I see now that he's been moved from a prison. This is the farmer from Tipperary who was found guilty of murdering Bobby Ryan. He's been moved. He's a model prisoner, we're told, and he's been moved from Dublin down to Limerick. And news today is that his lawyers are lodging an appeal against his murder conviction. But there's another huge court case going on at the moment. This is into the murder of a young schoolgirl last year, Anna Kriegel. This time last year, she was only 13, and there was two boys accused of her murder. They're up on trial, and of course they have name suppression because they're so young. And some of the evidence that's coming out relating to her murder is very, very hard to take, and many people are just you know, wondering why all of the details have to be released into the public domain. It's obviously when the boys pleaded not guilty. You have to go through a full trial, and obviously justice has to take its course. But very, very tough times, especially Anna was adopted. She was a young baby from Russia that was adopted by her parents, Patrick and Geraldine, and they have to go in every day and listen to this, you know, huge cross-examination of lawyers arguing with the representatives for the two people accused, and evidence that was given to the police brought into the domain as well. So tough, tough times. On a entertainment front, Ireland didn't do too well at the Eurovision Song Contest. The song didn't even get to the final, and people were saying after it was probably one of the worst songs that's ever been recorded. But anyway, it was publicity for the young singer. But a man that I don't think he's been to Eurovision, but he certainly made lots of money, Rod Stewart. Of course, he had a strong connection with New Zealand. He's performing in Porkeycueve in Cork this weekend, and I'm sure it'll be a sellout concert down there. And we might actually take that song of his, Grace, if we can find it later on in the programme tonight. But here we have the man from Donegal, who was on a cruise over in Canada, Alaska, recently. I saw some pictures of him with some friends of mine dancing there in the last week. Here he is singing the Blue Hills of Breffni. Take it away, Daniel.
Hills of Breffni shining in the sun, scenes that I knew so long ago, when in my boyhood barefoot I would run through the fields and the woodlands. I would go down by the river, there's an old swimming hole where we laughed and played the summer days away. And home in the evening, with the sun sinking low, in the blue hills of Breffni, far away. Far away, far away. Blue hills of Breffni, far away. Old memories burning, soon I'll be returning to my blue hills of Breffni, far away. Old thatched cottage standing by the stream, winter nights of story and of song, and the sound of the fiddle that my father used to play, and the music echoed as we sang along. Neighbors would gather round the altar fire, and they talked about the heroes of the day. Life was all for living in the days when we were young, in the blue hills of Breffni, far away. Far away, far away. Blue hills of Breffni, far away. Old memories burning, soon I'll be returning to my blue hills of Breffni, far away. I had a sweetheart, she was young and fair, and she cared not that I had no wealth or fame. We'd go walking hand in hand along the leafy lane to the old oak tree where once I carved her name. There we made our promises that we would never part, and our love would last forever and a day. But I went to roving and left my love behind in the blue hills of Breffni, far away. Far away, far away. Blue hills of Breffni, far away. Old memories burning, soon I'll be returning to my blue hills of Breffni, far away. To my blue hills of Breffni, far away.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell there, Blue Hills of Breffni. And we'll go through all the results of the Gaelic Games matches after this next piece of music, and lots of games on last weekend. Well, Theresa May is to present her latest plans in a press release or a press conference later today about how she hopes to get Brexit through. And if this happens, then she's going to exit stage left. But obviously negotiations have broken down with the Labour Party. They say they won't be supporting the rejigged plans, which are basically the same as she's failed to get through Parliament on three occasions before. So whether or not she can do a deal with the European, the Democratic Unionist Party, and her own party backs her, that'll be the big question. And of course, people are jockeying now to replace her, and that guy Boris Johnson, former Mayor of London and Foreign Secretary, looks like he's odds-on favourites to win the title to replace her and become the next Prime Minister. And of course, he's one of the reasons that Britain is in the state it's in, because he was voted against his former party leader, Cameron, and urged people to vote to leave Brexit. And another man that was encouraging people to leave, he won't have great memories of visiting Newcastle County Down the other day, because a man that was having a milkshake, whether he had it for himself or not, he decided that he'd throw it all over Farage in a moment, that his security guys weren't watching their job. And at the start of his campaign, and it looked like he was covered in a sticky milkshake. And I'm don't know whether he'd brought a second suit with him. He came over for the day canvassing, but certainly wasn't a good look, and it's all over all the papers yesterday. But it looks like that his particular party, they're obviously putting candidates forward to protest against these European elections taking place, and if the opinion polls are right, they will obviously win a lot of seats, and then they'll be resigning their seat when Britain, if it's expected, pulls out of the European Union later this year. But still, uncertainty around that, and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. But if the deal doesn't go through, Mrs. May said she would be left with no pushed into the situation of giving the people another referendum, and that would be something that would certainly upset all the Brexiteers that wanted to leave. And as I mentioned at the start of the programme, it's been confirmed that Donald Trump will visit Ireland. It's not going to be a long visit at this stage. The story in the front of the Irish Times confirms this morning that he'll visit County Clare early in June. He'll touch down on the afternoon of the 5th of June after a three-day state visit to Britain. Then he will depart the following morning to attend D-Day commemorations in Normandy. And there's no confirmation if the President will return to Shannon after the D-Day events. A spokesman for the Irish Embassy said, "We welcome the announcement of the visit by the US President." There's been a lot of debate over the last few days about breakdown in protocol, because obviously when a president comes to Ireland, he was invited by the Taoiseach. It's obviously a special event will have to take place, and there was discussions over whether this should take place in Trump's own property, Doonbeg Golf Resort and Hotel, or in a hotel that's hosted by the Irish government, and Dromoulin Castle, 50 kilometres away, where previous President Bush paid a visit a few years ago. That was suggested, but it looked like there was a bit of toing and froing between diplomats, and at one stage Trump said that he probably, if the Taoiseach didn't want to visit him at his golf resort, he would probably cancel his trip to Ireland and go to Scotland. Whether that was said or not, we don't know, but he's coming anyways for a short visit. And there's going to be lots of people protesting, and they don't want him to visit Ireland, unlike other former presidents of America who've been welcomed with open arms. They just feel with his policies and with his antics, and you know, he's very close to starting a war nearly with Iran, and his own situation is coming up, all the calls for him to be impeached. But he's certainly not the most popular president the United States ever have had. Right, we'll take another bit of music, and this time we've got Francis Black, and Francis here is singing all about Fear is the Enemy.
of love. So don't be scared, we could lose it all. I'm here and I'm planning to stay. So don't let fear drive your love away. Sweet as a mother's song in the still of the night. Well, my love will be there, I'll be there. It's all right, it's all right. Time has a way of turning to truth. So be still, let time talk to you. See, I can't make you believe, 'cause I'll never lie to you. I swear my heart is true. Sweet as a mother's song in the still of the night. Oh, my love will be there, I'll be there. It's all right, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. Mm-hmm. It's the enemy of love. So don't be scared, lose it all. I'm here and I'm planning to stay. So don't let fear drive your love away. Sweet as a mother's song in the still of the night. Oh, my love will be there, I'll be there. It's all right, it's all right.
Fear is the enemy. That is Francis Black, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. If you've tuned in, you missed the first half hour. We're broadcasting here out of the studio in Auckland, Planet FM in Auckland. Our delayed broadcast going out in Christchurch on Saturday night and Wellington on Sunday night and Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and the world. Well, on to sport now. And just firstly, rugby. There was two big rugby games last weekend. Ulster went to Glasgow and played Glasgow in the first semi-final of the Pro 14, and they were well beaten. So Glasgow into the final, which has been played at Celtic's ground, Parkhead, this weekend. And then on Sunday or Saturday afternoon at the RDS Pavilion in Dublin, Leinster took on arch rivals Munster. Everybody was expecting this to be a tight game, but sadly not so tight. Leinster easy winners there. And the big talking point was the fact that Johnny Sexton was benched before the start of the game by the coaches, and he didn't come on till well into the second half. And Ross Byrne played really well. So Leinster basically too good for Munster, and they've lost Flannery and Felix Jones, Gerry Flannery, as their coaches, and they're now looking for new coaches. So I see Ronan O'Gara has ruled himself out, but they certainly have some problems. So this weekend the final will be a Pro 14 final between Leinster and Glasgow. Then on to Gaelic football, Gaelic games, and another big week of games that took place last weekend. Lots of hurling and football, but for football first over in the west. Sligo were hosting Galway, and this was a tight game. I think it was about 5 points to two at half time, but Galway runaway winners in the end, 3-11 to 7 points. So they will, what do you call it, go into the Connacht final, and they'll wait the winners of this weekend's game between Mayo and Roscommon. That game being played at McHale Park in County Mayo, obviously doing well after beating New York in that preliminary game, and James Horden back managing them. Up in Ulster, there was a big shock of sorts on Saturday evening when Cavan hosted Monaghan. Everybody expected Monaghan to do well and come out of Ulster as Ulster champions this year. But Cavan had other ideas, beating them 113 to 12 points. And the talking point of that game was one of the Cavan players who had treatment for cancer a little over 4 or 5 months ago to come back and play and be one of the star players on the game. So Cavan, they're into the next round. They'll be playing the winners of Down and Armagh. They play, actually Armagh won that game, so they'll be playing Armagh in the next game. So Armagh victors over Down. Again, that was an unexpected result. Armagh not going very well at the moment. And coming up this weekend, you have Fermanagh. They're taking on Donegal, and you've got Tyrone taking on Antrim. That'll be pretty one-way traffic there. Over in Leinster, they had a big weekend of hurling matches this weekend. Carlow hosted their neighbours Kilkenny. This was never going to end anyway, but a victory for Kilkenny. They coasted to victory 322 to 114. And Wexford were coasting for victory up at Parnell Park in Dublin, but literally with the last puck of the game, Dublin scored a goal and the game ended a draw. So Wexford, they've got to travel down to my neck of the woods, Pearce Stadium in Galway, to take on Galway this weekend. And Dublin are playing Carlow. Munster, this is where the big games are, and hurling is certainly more exciting than football again this year. All-Ireland champions Limerick had their first outing at home, nearly at a packed Gaelic grounds. And but Cork, who were beaten the previous week by Tipperary, they came out firing on all cylinders and probably could have scored more, but they beat Limerick 126 to Limerick's 119. And Tipperary, who have won two out of two, they travelled, they were at home to Waterford, and Waterford lost 230 to 18 points. Waterford were very unlucky. Austin Gleeson was sent off before half time for a second bookable card, but the first yellow card he got certainly wasn't a card, so they were down to 14 men for most of the second, well, all of the second half, and the end of the first half. They rallied back to be within 2 or 3 points at one stage, but Tipperary too strong. So this weekend Waterford have to face All-Ireland champions Limerick again at home. They'll find it hard to come back from the two defeats already, and of course Limerick won't want to lose another game. And then Clare, they're playing Tipperary at home. So that's the big games coming up this weekend. So there's certainly plenty of action. And of course, you can watch on your computer or television or iPhone or iPad by having a subscription to gaago.ie. So you can log on to their website there. You get all the details on the various subscription packages that are available. And you can watch games that took place many years ago and took place earlier this year. The package, if you sign up for a year, you can watch all the games archives, and you can watch the Sunday game and watch all the analysis and all of that. So it's on gaago.ie if you're keen to catch up and watch all the games there. Right, we'll take a bit of music. A couple of waltzes here. Come on, boys, get going. Thank you. Lovely few waltzes there, and that's from an album, Crossroad Cayley, and that was called Cooley's Waltzes. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And don't forget, the Hugh Green International Rose Tree Ball takes place this Saturday night. And I'm sure if you're going, you'll have got your tickets by now. But on Friday night, if you're around, you may be still able to attend the event at the Irish Club to meet and greet the Roses before the big grand final ball takes place on Saturday night. There's an entry fee to the Irish Club, includes supper of $20. But you needed to book that earlier this week. But you could contact the Irish Club there if you're keen to go to that. I'm sure they won't turn a few people away. Good to see that a young student from Skerries in County Dublin, Adam Kelly, he's had a star named after him, or a star student from Dublin has an asteroid named after him. And he won the Young Scientist and Technologist of the Year last January, and he's off to study physics and everything. So what a fantastic future he has ahead of him. Unlike teachers, and no wonder there's a shortage of teachers in Ireland, prohibitive costs may have led to reduced interest in teaching. The prohibitive cost of training and austerity era cuts starting salaries may have led to reduced interest in students choosing teaching as a profession, according to a major review. And of course, teachers here next week are all going out on strike. There's a national day of strikes next Wednesday, the 29th here. Teachers looking for better pay and conditions as well. Certainly not the job it was in our era. If you grown up and you were a teacher, you had a good, sound, pensionable job like I had. I was in the bank for a while, but I got fed up of it after 6 years. But certainly teachers were well paid in view people were paid. But nowadays, as I said there earlier, with cuts to teacher salaries and everything during the austerity years, it's not got that attraction. And indeed, many people are finding it hard to get full-time permanent jobs in Ireland. I met so many young teachers here, especially around the Gaelic Games that were on here a few weeks ago, you know, that have come out here and got jobs here in New Zealand. Threat of a no-deal Brexit remains greater than ever, says Simon Coveney. And obviously, Theresa May is to make a statement to the House of Commons today, and she's going to announce her plans. And if the revised plans to get the Brexit through the House of Commons go through, she'll exit stage left. But if they don't, she's threatened to call another referendum and give the British people a second chance to decide whether they want to stay or want to go. And of course, the people in Scotland, the First Minister, she's saying that whether or not Britain, if they decide to leave, which it looks like has happened, she'll be still calling for a second referendum in Scotland to see if Scotland wants to become independent, because most of Scotland voted to stay or stay within the European Union. Righto, we'll take another song, this time Mary Black, and we'll come back and give you a bit more news.
If I gave my heart, 'cause all things are just the same. The accepting part of truth. If I gave my heart, if I give my heart, if I gave my heart to you.
Beautiful song there from Mary Black, and a song called If I Gave My Heart to You. And I see that she sang a beautiful song at the funeral for Anton O'Toole, as I mentioned earlier, former great footballer, All-Irelands with Dublin in 74 and 77 and 83. Three All-Ireland medals and an All-Star. He was never an All-Star. People were wondering why he was never picked, but certainly one of the likeable characters. A big, tall, gangly type player, left footer. And I remember seeing him in action that particular day. Well, twice he beat Galway 73 and 74. And obviously he was still playing in 83 in that infamous day when Galway lost, and having a 14-man to 12 you know, player majority over Dublin in the All-Ireland final. Anyway, we'll get back on to more news, and I see, looking through the Farmer Independent yesterday, some nice pictures of people out cutting silage, and there's turf being cut. The weather is great at the moment, and there's an election trailer here, a man with a 135, Keith Suffin. He's a Fine Gael candidate in Roscommon for the local elections, and he has a banner up in the back of his trailer as he's driving around Boyle in County Roscommon. But last week the government or the European Union announced that it would subsidise Irish beef to the tune of 100 million as a result of the uncertainty over Brexit, and obviously the low cost of beef prices over the last year. But I see now where the battle lines are drawn on this bailout fund. Farm leaders demand that factory controlled feedlots are excluded from the European Union aid package. Sharp divisions over the share out of the 100 million Brexit beef package emerged this week, with the farm organisations expressing divergent views over who should qualify for support. So obviously that's a big issue there. Of course, the Taoiseach announced that the other day while out canvassing, and there's still discussions going on over the $3 billion broadband plan for rural Ireland, and about how much money the contractor is going to put up, because the contractor is going to end up with the infrastructure that the government is paying for. Yes, there's farmers protesting here. Sheep farmers having hammered by processors. Sheep farming is a low-income business. How do they expect us to stay going and maintain standards if processors refuse to give us an adequate price? This is what one of the protesters at a protest in Camelin yesterday said. And finishing line in sight, Tim Maher from Rossgrain Tipperary, pictured with beautiful herd of Charlie heifers, portrayed in Roscommon last October. They're all weighing 480 kilograms apiece. He hopes to finish them in August for the factory, weighing around 680 kilograms each. So he'll be hoping the factory's paying about a bit more than they are doing at the moment. New strategy unveiled for Mayo's 500 million farming sector. A roadmap for Mayo farming aims to improve farm incomes and maximise the sustainable contribution of agriculture to the county's economy. Mayo County Council, which launched the study, found that farming is estimated to be worth more than $500 million to the local economy and directly employs 13,500 people. So it says, the headline again says, new strategy unveiled for Mayo's 500 farming sector. They're not getting 500 million just to help them in their farming down there in Mayo. Grave concerns in the West as farmers seek exorbitant money for cemetery land. Galway County Council may have to use compulsory purchasing order powers to acquire farmland needed for urgent extensions of local cemeteries, according to a report in the paper yesterday. And silage is being cut, and obviously this time of the year the first cut of silage is coming in, and there's plenty of pictures of politicians out everywhere canvassing for both the local and the European elections, which take place on Friday. Right, we'll take a bit of music and come back and wrap up for another week, and we'll have a song here from this is Altan, King of the Pipers. Well, that's about it for another week. You've been listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee's my name. I'll sign off for another week, and hopefully you can join me here again next week. We'll leave you tonight with a little bit of music from Riverdance. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.